My first question is related to biotech disclosure. We reviewed the USDA's request for information to implement the study of the potential technology challenges mandated in the recently passed biotech disclosure legislation. That's the bill you mentioned. That's the bill we've been working on for several years. It appears that the USDA is going well beyond the scope directed in the law. The USDA's draft work statement calls for an additional consumer use study, which aims to identify the likelihood consumers will use electronic or digital disclosures when making food purchasing decisions. Mr. Secretary, you invested a lot of your time to help us get a biotech solution bill across the finish line. I know you understand how delicate these negotiations were, how narrow the path to sex was. So with that level of investment and knowledge, I don't know why, with the first shot out of the gate, the department would go well beyond the law implementation. And I have to wonder if the USDA would simply stick to the scope of the statute. Were that the case, I'm not sure you would have to come asking us for money. We cannot go beyond the scope of the law and expect to retain support for this bipartisan agreement. And it was a very hard-fought bipartisan agreement. And we got 63 votes. And the president signed it. And you were an integral part of that. Would you care to comment?
Chairman, I respectfully perhaps disagree with the characterization that this is beyond the scope. I think what we're trying to do is to solicit information and comments to make sure that as we begin the process of putting together the implementation, that we do so with a full extent of awareness and knowledge of various issues that we think are important and are part of what you all have directed us to do. I think it is a study that requires resources and you know, we obviously are challenged with a budget that's less than it was my first full year as secretary. We will continue to focus on ways in which we can do this in the right way. We want to lay the foundation. We want to solicit information. We want to take every side and every aspect into consideration, as we did during the course of the negotiations. And the reason for this is, number one, to reduce the litigation risk of any implementation. There's always that risk, and we want to make sure that we don't cause further delay. Secondly, we also have international regulations and responsibilities that we have to be cognizant of. So by doing this, by proposing this study, by looking at various aspects, we'll be in a position to be able to respond to any concerns that might arise and lay a strong foundation for a future administration that will obviously, at the end of the day, finalize all of this. This is not going to get done in the next couple of months. So we think we are working consistently with your direction, and we think we are going to solicit the information that's going to allow us to put together a solid rule that will be able to be defended in any potential litigation and hopefully avoid it and be able to respond to any concerns from our international trading partners.
There is a pasture that we're operating in with regards to the draft work statement, and it with regards to the legislation was passed. As in any pasture, we put up some fences. We're just going to make sure that we stay between the fence posts.